I just will comment that the commission values both a comprehensive presentation and an economical one. If it can be brief, it should be, but you do have to create a record. We understand that, so, and that is important. Our first public hearing, item number one was withdrawn. If there's anyone here with an interest in change of zone, number 1712, Captain's Way Development LLC, it has been withdrawn. And we will move on to our second public hearing, which is change of zone number 1713, Weller's Utility Trailers.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a B1 Neighborhood Business District and an AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6.954 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 16 and 520 feet west of Road 595A, which is also referred to as Spruce Road. Gentlemen, as you're well aware, you did receive an exhibit booklet that was received on March 30th of 2012, which contained a copy of the application form, a copy of the deeds to the property, an extract from the county council minutes of March 29th of 2011 regarding ordinance number 2186 for rezoning the property from AR1 Agriculture Residential to B1 Neighborhood Business, which was the application of SJY LLC. A copy of a portion of the Beer's Atlas of the area, an area map, a copy of the future land use map from the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, Department of Transportation documents, and some suggested proposed findings of fact for consideration. For the benefit of the commission, I did pass down a copy of the survey of the property for their review. It shows the existing improvements on the property and proposed parking layout. We did receive some agency comments, one being from the April 9, 2012 memo from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It is in the form of a memorandum which references that the site is located in Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received a letter from Jeffrey Reed and Judith Reed, residents within the area, stating they have no objection to this rezoning application or request. I would note in the introduction of what I read, what you have in your agendas had an error and did not include the B1 neighborhood business reference, but I read what's correctly to include both. Now, this parcel is two parcels that's improved by a dwelling on the right, the triangle portion, and then the left is the what was the Yoder building, which was intended for a retail and slaughter house, which was rezoned back in March of last year. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Well, the chair recognizes Mr. Byard.
Evening, gentlemen. Gene Byard on behalf of Jim Weller, who was immediately behind me. As Lawrence has described, this is the old Sam Yoder property. It consists of two parcels, one approximately 5.93 acres, and the other approximately 8,500ths of an acre. The 5.93 acre parcel was rezoned by County Council last March to B1 at the request of Mr. Yoder. The 0.85 acre parcel, which adjoins the triangular piece to the east, is zoned AR1. Mr. Weller acquired this property this past August in response to information that was brought home to him by his engineer and by DLDOT that his Route 113 Ellendale property was squarely in the crosshairs of DLDOT's design of the new 113 Route 16 intersection. It's pretty clear that with the Royal Farms, a brand new one on the west side of the highway, the intersection's probably going to go to the east. That's just a guess, but he is squarely in Del Dot's crosshairs. That's why he bought this property. Purpose is utility trailer sales, which is not a stated permitted use in the B1 zone. The charm of this property for Mr. Weller is that it is already developed. It is permitted, it is approved, it has a stormwater pond, it has approval from soil conservation, it has approval from DENREC, it has private wells and septic systems, and it has a constructed commercial entrance. No PLUS report was required because one was developed with the odor application a little more than a year ago. If you look at the DelDOT materials, no traffic impact study was required because the property is commercially developed. And in addition, Mr. Weller received his own commercial entrance permit in March of this year for the property. You also have a letter of support from Jeff Reed, who's an immediate neighbor. And what you have is a situation where it's a developing area or it's immediately adjacent to a developing area. Town of Ellendale and Route 16 and Route 113, if there is going to be commercial development in that neck of the woods, this is probably the spot. Someone's raised a couple of questions about whether conditional use is appropriate. In that regard, in this lending client, no bank will lend any money on a conditional use permit. It is simply not available, even if banks were lending money. They want conditional use permits gone. They need changes of zone because, as you know, conditional use permits are, by their nature, permits, and they're revocable. Changes of zone are permanent, and that's what banks will lend on. Beyond that, it is what it is. It's a developed property, fully permitted. The reason CR1 is appropriate here is because utility trailer sales are permitted in CR1. Just like an automotive dealer, you need a license to sell the utility trailers. Amazingly, it's the same license as a new car dealer to sell utility trailers. That's why Mr. Weller's here. He intends to relocate because his future on 113 is in jeopardy. Be glad to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Mr. Byrd. Let's start with Mr. Burton.
All right. The commercial entrance that you received, was that you just recently got? Was that for that, the sales of trailers? What was that for?
That was for the property. And the application went to DelDOT for sales trailers. DelDOT knew what the use was when it issued the permit in March of this year.
And no traffic impact study was required.
No traffic impact study was required.
Even though that was a change of.
Now, if you look I believe it's tab 7, Mr. Burton, you'll find not one but two letters of no objection. I guess they meant to say it twice, but Bill Brokenbaugh wrote a letter saying he had no objection, and then Jamez Norwood wrote a second letter saying that DelDOT had no objection and issued a new entrance permit to Mr. Weller.
And it was applied as a trailer sales operation?
Yes. There's no question about that.
And the And the site could be, the site could stay as a B1 with a conditional use with trailer sales.
I'm not sure I agree with you on that. It would have to fall under the catch-all provision of the conditional use section in B1, and I don't think that's what the catch-all section means. I don't think it means that a use that is not specifically permitted in a B1 but is permitted in another district should be moved into that district. I think what the catch-all provision is intended to accomplish is to address a use that was not contemplated when the ordinance was written. That's not the case here. Utility trailers are clearly a function of CR1 zoning and no place else in the ordinance.
if C1 was granted, what will the site look like as far as trailer sales?
Obviously, a new site plan would have to be filed as a part of the approval after the approval of the change of zone, showing the location of utility trailers.
And the house would remain?
That was used by Mr. Yoder's family as a retail shop. The plan is to let it remain until future plans are developed. But it makes sense to combine the parcels with one zoning classification.
And the entrance to that, I would assume, would be the main commercial entrance?
Believe it or not, DelDOT said so long as it was used as a retail shop, it didn't care. But if it were, the use changed, it would have to be served by the commercial entrance. Frankly, I think the future of that building is, shall we say, limited, and likely it will be demolished in the next 5 or 10 years. I can't speak for Mr. Weller, but that's a guess.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Byard, approximately what's the distance between this property and the nearest commercial property on Route 16?
I believe the nearest commercial activity, Mr. Johnson, is the brand new Royal Farms convenience store and car wash to the east.
And that's about?
I'm guessing half a mile.
Okay.
And you have some commercial classifications up and down Route 113 on both the east and west side.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe I understand the application. I did have a question. For Mr. Byard, do you know or would you describe Delaware Road 16 as a major arterial highway? Do you know what?
But it certainly adjoins one. It is a major thoroughfare.
Major thoroughfare. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all.
Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
None. Thanks.
All right, then. Thank you, Mr. Byard. You take a seat here by. We'll see if there's anyone here with interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional of change of zone number 1713 Weller's Utility Trailers? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1713? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. I invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.